This is Adam Greenberg from Leaders to Give and Leaders to Inspire, and I'll be your host on today's podcast. The COVID-19 pandemic is something that I know everybody is tired of experiencing and certainly tired of talking about and listening to and just generally being around. But I wanted to share a story anyways about how it's impacted my life for the better. Leaders to Give is a 501c3 registered charity in California, a nonprofit. Leaders to Inspire is a leadership development company registered in BC, Canada. A couple of years ago, Leaders to Inspire partnered with the Los Barriles Rotary Club. Los Barriles is a little town in Baja California Sur, Mexico, where my family has our winter home. It's also where Leaders to Give does a lot of our work. We oversee and sustain the financial operations of an orphanage in La Paz, about an hour north. We've been the benefactor of donated land and asked to lead a project to build a new facility in El Cardenal, about 25 minutes north of town. And through the course of the pandemic, our board and its mandate has expanded to support a local health clinic that provides free medical care to Mexican kids under 18. We've partnered with a local group that provides scholarships for kids who need to get an education and whose parents otherwise could not afford to send them to school. And another organization, the Los Barriles Food Bank, was formed by a group of concerned citizens who very generously donated time and money to set up an emergency food distribution program for local families who are experiencing food security due to the pandemic. Several years ago, as I was mentioning, Leaders to Inspire had worked with the local Rotary Club and sponsored 9 youth to travel to Canada to participate in one of our leadership development retreats. What they experienced was 6 nights and 7 days of kayaking over 70 kilometers through the Seychelles Inlet on British Columbia's beautiful natural Sunshine Coast. The experience taught them accountability, time management, respect, teamwork, among other important leadership lessons. And they returned to Los Barriles changed, I think for the better. But when the food bank team approached Leaders to Give as a local nonprofit and asked for our assistance in providing tax receipts, in helping structure the organization, we turned to those very youth leaders and asked for their help. The Los Barriles Food Bank has now shut down, but I recently had an opportunity to speak with one of the founders, Jose Guzman, who runs Joe's Deli and Joe's Pizza here in town. And I asked him, what was the impact of those kids on the food bank? And he told me they were essential, that they basically designed and governed the logistical side of the business, identifying families who required support, their location, how to efficiently distribute foods to some of those remote locations. They use technology to pinpoint these locations on a map and track inventory and track distribution and dates and more. And he said he was very impressed with them and that they were an absolute essential part of making this food bank a success. I then asked Francisco Martinez, who was the youth lead that led many of his peers through this project, and I asked him, what did you learn through the food bank experience? And what he told me surprised me and encouraged me. He said that at first, he thought that because of COVID, because of the pandemic, people wouldn't have enough food. And he was happy to, because he knows many of these families, he was happy to participate and do what he could to support the distribution of the food. But what happened after, he said, is he realized that this problem is not about the pandemic at all. The problem is much, much deeper. It's systemic in this local Mexican community and the country as a whole. He told me he realized that food insecurity, poverty, lack of savings, lack of thinking about the future, corruption, reliance on tourism as a key industry, and more were the real underlying problems. COVID just brought them to the forefront. He said that this little group, this little food bank, is not really going to change anything, although it certainly was an emergency in the short term, and he was happy to participate, but that the problem needed a focused solution at the government level, as well as grassroots at the community level. And he said it taught him that he needs to make the right decisions in his life to ensure that he never experiences that kind of insecurity, and in doing so, influence others in his community and his family to do the same. Talking to him about this gave me goosebumps, because that's exactly right. And it was such a thoughtful response from a young man who really committed himself to helping see his community through this cause. And gives me hope for the future and our future leaders. The world is at a crossroads. The way that corporations are set up to enrich shareholders as their primary mission is starting to change. Corporate cultures are starting to change. We're seeing more and more organizations shift their primary mission to the health, safety, education, and well-being of their customers, their partners, their supply chain, and absolutely their employees and other stakeholders. And that taught us at Leaders to Inspire something as well. We had a close look at the way organizations operate, and we recognized something. Corporate social responsibility, corporate philanthropy, leadership development, talent management, brand awareness, all of these functions are operating in a silo without a connection to purpose, to helping drive a company and an employee's experience and connecting that to our purpose. And our purpose, when you really think about it, is to improve life. It's to improve our own lives, and it's to improve the lives of those around us, our family, our community. And when you start to explore that further, you realize that, yes, that happens right in your own family, then in your own community, then in your city, then in your province or your state, your country, and you start to expand and recognize that this is something that ties us all together across the entire world. Every race, religion, culture, and creed, nationality, everybody really is connected to that central purpose of improving their own life and wanting the lives of those around them to be improved as well. And so Leaders to Inspire has shifted its mission to helping organizations unify around that common purpose. And Leaders to Give will be the benefactor of that new focus and mission. When I look at all the bad that's happened as a result of the pandemic, I want to focus on this one thing, which is really, really good. This local community and many communities around the world rallied to take after those who are experiencing food insecurity, who are living in poverty, who don't have access to proper health care. Governments all around the world are working together to try to create a vaccine and work out the logistical distribution that has to take place. Politics are shifting, and people are waking up to the fact that we're all in this together. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Once again, I'm Adam Greenberg from Leaders to Give and Leaders to Inspire. If you'd like to learn more about either organization, please visit our websites, www.leaders2inspire.com and www.leaders2give.org.